Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you, if you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program. Hey, Lifestyle Locker, this is Dr. Josh Hant. This is episode 261. Let's get right into it. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world. There's a lot of stuff going on in the healthcare world. And I live in that world outside of my podcasting world, right? I am a full-time chiropractor. I have been so-called in the trenches through this whole pandemic since, 18 plus months ago at this point. So I've seen a lot of people. I've helped a lot of people. I've seen people that have been hurt by what's going on, both financially as well as their health. I've seen lots of different things. So this is not to steer you in a direction. This is hopefully this conversation I'm going to have with you today is something that maybe you could just start to think about if you want, right? This is a choice of your own. I'm not going to force you to do anything, and we don't do, but I want you to actually start to open your mind and think a little bit, because what we've been seeing is people thinking for us, people making decisions for us, which I feel is truly bad. So let's go and have this conversation about COVID, about the end of 2021, going into 2022, what we, you know, observed over the past 18 plus months. And this is just my observation. I don't want you to, you know, take this out of context. Like, I'm not giving you medical advice. I don't want you to think of it in any way, shape, or form. I want you to hear what I have to say. Maybe do a little bit of your own research. I'll share maybe a couple links of places that actually share really cool data. And for me, it's really powerful because what I've seen, what I've learned is quite a bit. You know, I've never been political until this past year, as far as, you know, presidential elections and the politics of what's going on today in health. This is crazy. So, you know, going through 2020 into 2021, obviously there was a lot of uncertainty. Nobody really knew what was going on. So during the whole beginning, I think it was maybe March, April, May, I don't remember. I ended up flying back from Utah. I was in Utah, and that's when things started to get locked down. And, you know, I'm like, oh crap, I got to get on a flight, got to get back to New York just in case they shut down the airlines. Like, what's going on? This doesn't make any sense. I thought essentially, you know what, another flu, another cold, 2 weeks, done. Obviously, that was not the case in the way the world looked and reacted or responded to the situation. So I'm back in New York, and, you know, then New York City gets locked down. And, you know, the curiosity inside me, the doctor inside me, the one that is always questioning everything, which sometimes gets me in trouble because I ask lots of questions. That's what I do. And that's just me as a person. And some people don't like it, but I apologize for, you know, actually I shouldn't really apologize because I'm being me. Everybody gets to be their own version of themselves. So, you know, when I started to see stuff on social media and these videos would start to scroll in, I was like, holy cow, wow, like hospitals are full, there are freezer trucks, there's all of this stuff going on. So the first question that I asked myself is, you know, I'm in New York City working as a full-time chiropractor. Our hours had to get scaled differently just because of, you know, the streets. Literally, I could walk down a street and not see another human being for a while. But there were a group of people that I did see a lot of. And, you know, this started the conversation in my head, go, what's going on? Like, what really is going on here? And there were homeless people everywhere. And we know, what do we know about homeless people? They're not washing their hands. They're not wearing masks. They are not doing things like taking vitamin C or vitamin D or zinc or things like this that are going to help your immune system be a little bit more robust, right? During these fall seasons when we tend to have flus and colds and so on and so forth. So the same homeless people that I've seen now for years by my practice and walking around where I walk in Central Park and around this area, they're all there. You know, in my head, you know, the way this was, you know, broadcasted throughout the media around the world is like, oh my God, this crazy thing. Everybody's going to die. Stay indoors. Don't breathe near anybody. Don't do anything. But the internal scientist in my head said, like, let's just question. Like, let's ask the questions that I think are correct, or that I would want to know. So I don't see dead piles of homeless people all over the place. Right? So that was the first thing. I said, okay, it's not impacting homeless people. Why is it only impacting educated people? People that are working, people, well, I shouldn't say homeless people are not educated, that's wrong. But people that are living in their apartments or living in their homes, why are we not seeing them drop dead all over the place? So that's the first thing. The second thing, after seeing these hospitals with videos of these hospitals being, you know, bombarded with all of this stuff. So we may now be in April or May where things are like really heating up. News every day, there's like tickers of cases. Well, it used to be deaths. Then they changed it to cases instead of deaths because there's a lot more cases than deaths initially. And it would just seem like a better thing for the media to do, right? Like to scare more people. So I said, you know, I told my father, I'm like, I'd love to drive past some big hospitals in New York City. And we did that. I recorded it. I video recorded these hospitals because we were leaving. We were not very busy. we were doing our best to stay afloat in our business, to take care of the people that really wanted to be there, because they, people that understand chiropractic understand that when your nervous system is functioning on as many cylinders as it can, or all cylinders, your overall body's health is better. That includes everything. So I'm not saying chiropractic, you know, oh my God, boosts the immune system. But if you have a healthy functioning nervous system that controls every single cell function in the body, what's part of that body is the immune system. So we have patients that have been under care for many years, some upwards of 40 plus years in our practice. We're not going to stop doing what was good. Because I would ask these patients initially and go, why are you still coming in? Not in a mean way, like, you know, because we sent an email out saying, you know, listen, we understand, you know, when they did the initial lockdown that, you know, we understand if you're not going to come in, there's a lot of uncertainty. We are here for you should you want to be here. So the first people showing up are like 70 plus, 80 plus years old. I go, this is odd to me. The young people were staying home. The old people were showing up. And I asked them that have been under care for a long time, I go, well, why are you coming in? And they said, why would we stop doing the things that are good for us that have gotten us this far? Getting adjusted, getting fresh air, walking and being outdoors, you know, taking vitamins, taking their supplements, doing things that they've done for 30, 40, 50 years that have gotten them this far in their life, being healthy. Why would they stop those? Why would we stop that? So I'm like, that's a great, great answer. I agree. I've been adjusted now for 42 years. I'm not going to stop doing what's healthy for me. I've been eating healthy for most of my adult life, not all of it for sure, but I've been doing things like taking supplements. I've been getting sun. I've been exercising. I practice what I preach. You know, lifestyle is not just a chiropractic adjustment. Lifestyle is not just eating healthy. There are plenty of sick, fit people out there. Plenty. Because your nervous system health determines your actual health, not your muscles or not your physique, not your vanity that you get something you get to see in the mirror. So let's go back to the hospital. So I said, let's go drive by some hospitals. So on the way out of the city, driving up the Upper West Side, I believe it's Columbia Presbyterian, big, big hospital, lots of different wings and different things. So I'm like, this would be the perfect hospital. It's a huge hospital in the northern part of Manhattan by the George Washington Bridge. Let me drive by. We'll get the camera out. We'll loop around. I know there's lots of different areas, entrances. So I don't want to see like an empty area and be like, well, there's nothing here, and then just leave. I want to drive around their property, right? Like their property, but I want to drive around the hospital and look at all of the entrances, you know, where the ambulances go, where the emergency room is, where the children's hospital is, where the main entrance to the hospital is. I want to drive past all these. So we took the camera out. Phone camera, right? I was driving slowly. My father was taking some video footage, and what we saw was amazing. It simply blew my mind. And before I say that, what do you think we saw? This is in the height of it, right? This is like, you know, we started in January. This is probably like April, May, I believe. We're in it, right? We're really in it. And things are spiking. New York City's crazy. We got the hospital shifts coming in. We got the tent hospitals that the military was building. We have the Jacob Javits Center. And what do you think we saw at the hospital? Absolutely nothing. Not one person outside. People just walking around like normal in the city streets. I mean, not a lot of people, obviously, but people were just out and about, like maybe going to and from work. But nothing. We didn't see a person. So I'm like, all right, first entrance, let's go to the next one. We just kept on driving around the city blocks of the entrance of this hospital, saw nothing. So again, my radar goes up and go, okay, what's going on? Then as we were going through through this whole lockdown in the city, and we're still showing up for practice, I walk every single day at lunch, or for the most part, every single day I'm in the city, I do walk at lunch. And I said, I want to walk past some of these tent hospitals that are in Central Park on the east side, or at least get as close as I can to see what's going on. So they had it pretty guarded off and walled off and like hard to get close. So took pictures of this as well. Not video, because it was too far for the camera on the phone to actually get anything this clear. Maybe my new phone would be better, but nonetheless. So taking pictures and video and going, there are just people strolling that are working in the tents, in this tent city, if you will, this tent hospital outside. Granted, I couldn't see in there, but they were just strolling. They didn't have their masks on, the doctors or nurses or whoever was there. You could see that clearly. They're just walking around, a couple of them. There was no activity going on, no line. They had all, you know, they had the barriers laid out, if you could picture, almost like an amusement park, so people can be getting into this tent city. Nothing. There was nothing going on. Nobody there. I believe I saw two people. That was the third or fourth thing going, make me go, what's going on? The fifth thing that I'll say, we took care of someone in the military that worked in the Jacob Javits Center when they built out that hospital. And again, this is in the heat of it. I said, so what's going on in there? Like, how crazy is it? You have hundreds, if not thousands, of people utilizing the hospital. He said, no, we have a couple homeless people in. No, like sick people, like crazy, like people pouring in? No, don't have that going in. So I'm like, so they're making the news up that there's no hospital beds, but yet we have the Javits Center, which someone from the inside said, we're not using. Walking past the tent hospitals, nothing going on. Then driving around the hospital. And then I didn't get down to see the comfort, but I know the comfort. I know they started to close these things down. Nobody was using them. That in my head was crazy. So from the, you know, homeless people not dying all over the street, seeing people around the city, seeing and hearing, you know, watching the hospital, hearing about all the other pieces of the puzzle I just mentioned, it's like, what's going on? So nonetheless, we still do what we do best. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a virologist. I'm not any of these things, and I don't claim to be, and that's not what I want to do. I help focus on what makes people healthier, right, from the inside out. I don't want to focus on, my job is not to focus on what, you know, sickness and disease we can reduce. It's about making people's body function better so they actually don't need to use those things, right? Because healthy people that get any kind of virus, I mean, you go back to look at things like measles and chickenpox, you have lifetime immunity if you've had them naturally. So my head is to listen to the virus, same idea. And, be smart. I was taking my supplements, taking my vitamins, doing all the things that I should do. Maybe we ramped up, I believe, our vitamin C intake a bunch, just out of being, you know, cautious and being precautionary, because I'm around a lot of people, and I guess I got hit by the fear a little bit as well, but not that much. So made it through this far without a blip on the screen, and seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of people, definitely thousands, I should say, in the past 18 plus months in our practice, and have been well, right? Have been very, very well. So. We fast forward to where we are now. You know, our practice is starting to pick up. For the most part, people are coming in. They're optimistic about getting better, health-wise, pain-wise. We don't have lots of conversations about anything in the COVID world. I try not to, because that's not my space. And two, I am not the expert. We know the TV, the media is not the expert. And frankly, they've been wrong so many times that I could trust them as far as I could throw them, which I can't at all, obviously, right? They're huge corporations. And the scary thing about all these major media corporations, I think they're like chunked down to like maybe six maybe big companies that own all of it. And if you have seen some of these really wild clips of all of these newscasters across the board, CNN, NBC, ABC, Fox, all those small channels, you'll see, you know, they'll have a COVID statement, and that statement will hit every company, every broadcast around the same time of day with the same wording. And it's like, this is so freaking crazy. But the scariest part of it is all of the major funding from TV, for the vast majority, probably something I think around the 70%+ range, their advertising dollars, which pays their salaries, comes from pharmaceutical companies. So that being said, we think about like where we are today, where more billionaires are being made from vaccine companies now than ever in history. Billionaires with a B. Billionaires. That is insane. So what we found out, what we know, you know, when it comes to this vaccine, again, not the expert here, we have found out that one, it doesn't stop transmission. Two, it doesn't stop you from getting the disease. From what I heard today, there are a few scientists, Dr. Robert Malone, I believe medical doctor and a scientist, Gert Vandenbosch, I believe. I'll see if I can share the link to the actual video. It's a little sciencey, a little heady. These are very pro-vaccine people. So it's coming from vaccine. This is a vaccine developer and the guy that actually developed the mRNA vaccine. We'll say that. Okay, so the mRNA technology. So this is the guy that developed it, Dr. Robert Malone. So I listened to this thing. It was long, and if I don't want to quote it incorrectly, so you're definitely going to have to go back and check the video out. Del Bigtree from The High Wire actually breaks down the video to help make it a little more in human terms versus only scientist terms. And he does a phenomenal job. So I'll share the link to the episode of The High Wire with Del Bigtree in there as well. But I believe we found out, and I believe it may be from the Israel study on this, that you are 7 times more likely to get COVID if you've had the vaccine. That's crazy. But also, I'm not sure if it was which of the two scientists said this, but they said the vaccinated are becoming the super spreaders because they are producing, the vaccine is designed to produce these spike proteins. And with shedding, with getting the virus out, you may not have symptoms, but you are pumping this out into society. So they become the super spreaders. So I really urge all of you to listen to this, which is mind-blowing for me. I want you to make your own choices, take your own opinions about it. But here's the crazy thing. I don't want your opinion to outweigh the actual facts. There's something called cognitive dissonance, which means ultimately that, you know, your belief, because based on what we may have seen in the media, all of this belief we've been building over 18 months, whether it's right or wrong, you're going to defend it. And if it's wrong, you're going to defend it against the truth. So, or the facts. Okay. So this is a wild video. So I urge you to check it out. It's kind of boring actually, but these people are very, very smart. So we'll share the link there as well. And the thing that scares me about this whole thing, you know, never in history have they had to push, give away donuts, fire 86,000 healthcare workers in New York State. That's the number that I heard, because they are choosing to say no to a vaccine. So these people that are in these hospitals that have worked through this whole thing, through all of the uncertainty, probably have been even exposed to it so many times, probably have innate immunity from it for the most part. They were the heroes. I mean, in the city, they were banging their pots and pans at 7 p.m. every night for these heroes, and good for them, right? They were there. Even though we know some of the things they were doing, like ventilators in New York, 9 times out of 10, those people would die on a ventilator, even though many of them probably did not need to be on it. But nonetheless, these were our heroes. These were the heroes in New York, right? These were there. They were working long hours. People were coming from out of state. But now they've gone from a hero to a zero, or to the actual villain, because they said no and making their own choice for their own health and understanding what they've seen, what they've experienced over the past 18 months. So I feel for all of you that have lost your jobs, most of you probably without pay, because you're taking a stand for your health freedom. And that's what really this whole thing comes to be about. People could do whatever they want with their health. That is their choice. We say that in our practice when it comes to their chiropractic care. We will not force you to do anything. We will show you opportunities, but not obligations. We'll show you opportunities to get healthier based on the science of chiropractic, based on the science of the spine and the central nervous system. And we lay that out for them and let them make the choice. We don't force it. We don't mandate it. So, I think the same really needs to happen in this country when it comes to our choices about anything. You know, it's like funny. I don't think we should mandate anything, period. Nothing should be mandated. But it's like, you know, if you're going to mandate something, why would you not mandate again, please, nobody take this out of context. I don't want anything to be mandated. But it's like, why not mandate exercise? Why not mandate eating real food? Why not mandate a tax or something? Or forget the tax. Why not mandate, if you have health insurance, if you're eating poorly, if you're not exercising, your premiums go up because you are more likely to get sick, get diseased, and die than the person that is actually taking care of their health, where their premiums should be lowered. It would make sense because they're going to use their health care less, their health insurance less. So mandates are a dangerous, slippery, scary slope. And what I've done over the past 18 months plus, listened to a lot of audiobooks, I actually studied a lot of history. And there are so many parallels to our history, to our past, outside of this country and in this country. We have things like Nazi Germany, the rise of power with tyranny, people asking for their cards, where are your papers? And now in New York City, I cannot even go into a restaurant because I don't have my papers. So my people, if you will, the Jewish people back in during World War II were not allowed to go places, were not allowed to be places, couldn't go around anywhere because simply they were Jewish. They were a problem for Nazi Germany. They were a health issue for Nazi Germany because they were diseased. They were the Jews, right? And we all know what happened, how that ended. Terrible, absolutely disgusting, horrible, horrific. Then we come fast forward. We have the Tuskegee experiments. If you're African American or dark skinned, you know this. This is scary. So we have, medical tyranny going on now, which is going to limit people, which makes people have a social score. They create a lot of divide, right? They create anti-vax, vax, white, black. They create gender. They create all of these things to create, animosity and hate and anger and things that really don't bring us together but help push us apart. This is what scares me. When I started practice back in 2006, and even to this day, we don't segregate, we don't discriminate. The only thing we ask is that you're nice in our practice to ourselves and other people in the practice. And for the most part, we have an absolutely phenomenal practice. Our team is amazing. We're segregated. There's different religions, there's different races, there's different skin colors, there's all different stuff. And we all get along. It's like we're a big, crazy family. Most of us have been there for a very long time. So yeah, do we have our quarrels about life? Of course. But that's not the point. We've never done that. We're not going to segregate people in our practice based on a medical choice they made or a color of their skin or their religion or how they may feel about a political party or any of these things. And we get, this is like the most divisive our country has been in a long time. And we see a lot, this is not good. This is not good. Because when they start to take control of your health, they take control of your health in this country, you've given up so much. You don't get to choose. You've written away one of the most important choices you will ever get in your life, where your health is your responsibility. And frankly, if you don't want your health to be your responsibility, and I may sound mean and harsh, and I apologize if you take this in a bad way, but really, look at the countries, look at China, look at communist country, look at North Korea, look at Venezuela. These are all socialist communist countries where the government has taken control of everything. It's not a good thing. Never was a good idea. Freedom is a good idea. Freedom of your own choice, freedom of your speech. There's a high probability that this podcast will now be dinged on social media platforms because I'm talking about freedom, about you making the choice whether you want to have a vaccine or not. I never said you should get it or not get it. Whether you have that choice. So freedom of speech is sitting on the balance right now. And if you're only willing to hear or listen to or watch one-sided things, get ready, because if they take away our First Amendment rights in the United States of America, which allow us to be different, have differences of opinions, to look at things differently, to open our voice in a public square and share our truths. You know, I have a good friend in the military. I have a bunch of friends in the military, and they said being American is really challenging because you're going to have opposing views. But the best part about it, you can yell at each other and argue over things, but the best part of it is that you're free to do it and you can walk away and go, great, you know what? They're allowed to have their opinions. I'm allowed to have my opinions, but we're both American. We're both free to make these choices. We live in the best country in the world. So we lose our First Amendment rights, our rights to do this. Then we ultimately start to lose our medical health, and medical tyranny is very scary. Very scary, right? When they tell you what you can and can't do, line up for a jab, line up for this pill, line up for this. Who's going to do this? I mean, I feel like almost becoming sheep that just say, okay, master, we'll do whatever you want. And government doesn't need to be big. Government should be small. So that's my rant on politics. So I urge all of you to stand up for your freedom. Make the choices you want to make. Do not force your opinion on anybody else. Your opinion is yours and it's great. But the thought about this is that if I choose something that I want to do, that's all right. That's what's right for me. And you should do the same for you. And I want you to do that. I don't want me to say, you know what, you need to do this because you're offending me, you're hurting me, you're whatever. I can't make you become me. I can't make you make the choices I make. I have no desire to do that. I support you when you make your own choices and you embrace them and you know why you made those choices, not just because you lined up because the media said you should. Because you made the choice, because you're an intelligent person and I support you for that. So this is a crazy message. I appreciate all of you for listening because these conversations are sometimes challenging. I will share some links to thehighwire.com. Oh, there it is, thehighwire.com. If you watched the most recent episode, I'll share that link to that episode below. They will have in there, they will have the video, and I urge you to watch the whole thing. It's a long, long episode. It's video. It's done very well. The production is done very, very well. So go through the whole thing. He'll bring out the video of the two scientists. He brings out whistleblowers. He brings out lots of people. So just sit on the edge of your seat, pay attention, listen. I do it sometimes when I even walk, but if I have to pause and watch something, I do, because he has some great visuals to help you understand the science. And that's what I love about The High Wire, is that they actually share with you. So I'm a recurring, I donate regularly to them because it's media that I appreciate. It's news that I appreciate. I don't want to fund the ones that are not sharing this, because the great thing about what Del Bigtree and his team does is I get an email that they produce on Thursdays. It's a long show on a Thursday. They produce the show on Monday, that following Monday. I get an email with all of the scientific articles. I get all the details of all the things they shared. So I have the resources. I can get the resources, right, about what I can talk about. So I urge you to do the same, whether it's a cup of coffee a day, a cup of coffee a month. When you get content like this, it's worth, like, I'm essentially paying for science at this point. I'm getting all these research articles and some news articles as well. So that's a plug for you, Del. I appreciate you and I appreciate your team for literally standing out on the high wire and putting yourself in the front. So all of you, please, please, please check out those videos. They will open your eyes, hopefully, and watch them with an open mind. And if it's not for you, that's okay as well. But I want you to be able to see potentially, if you've never heard of it, never seen anything like this, the other side of the story, the other side of the coin. Because I'm here for you. I'm here for your health. I'm here for your freedom. And I look forward to having a long, healthy relationship with you, whether you're just an audio video watcher, or if you're in my practice, or if we're a friend. So have an awesome one. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.